booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the WABC Early News. Thank you for starting your morning with us. I'm Frank Morano.
I'm Juliet Huddy. Christian and Gabby are here. Sid is in with sports, and we've got lots of news for you. And also my Jet Set Juliet travel update as well. But we have some great news from the governor's office.
Wonderful.
This is fantastic. He paints a picture of what's to come now that we're at 70%, which is a really wonderful thing. Congratulations to everybody here in New York. Here is WABC's Bob Brown with that story.
Governor Cuomo says nearly all coronavirus-related restrictions will end once the number reaches 70%.
But it doesn't mean when we hit 70%, it's over. It means it's working. It means we're doing well, but it also means keep going.
Says officials are now focused on getting kids ages 12 through 17 vaccinated. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
That's great. And also, we're going to find out a little bit later how things are looking on the other side of the Hudson as well. We'll get to that momentarily.
The thing, though, with the governor's 70% threshold for getting back to normal life that I think frustrates some people is that it doesn't necessarily include people who've had the disease and recovered from it and probably still have immunity from it. Those folks should be, you would think, counted towards the state's herd immunity countdown.
Yeah, I agree with you. But, well, yeah. I mean, I just don't know how effective that is in warding off things like this Delta variant, which is extremely contagious and gets you very, very sick. This is the kind of thing that even young folks who are healthy otherwise should be concerned about.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Traffic and transit on the 7s coming up at 5:07. President Biden is set to launch a trade and technology council today as he meets with European Union leaders. He's in Belgium as part of his first overseas trip. He attended the NATO summit yesterday and will now turn his focus on tackling some 21st century challenges. The council's main goals are establishing standards for new technologies, promoting democratic values online, and collaborating on cutting-edge research.
Closer to home, some terrible news to bring you this morning. Actress Lisa Baines, who appeared in the movie Gone Girl, among other things, died on Monday due to those injuries that she sustained when she was struck by a hit-and-run scooter driver. This happened on the Upper West Side. An NYPD spokesperson said last night that there have been no arrests in the case. The scooter was last seen going northbound on Amsterdam Avenue, and Ms. Baines was just 65 years old. Terrible.
Was she the mother of, in Gone Girl, from what you know?
I don't recall. I don't recall which part she played.
That's a shame, nonetheless.
She's been on a lot of stuff, yeah.
Senator Bernie Sanders is revealing he won't vote for a bipartisan infrastructure deal. He doesn't think it goes far enough to address what the country needs. Other Democrats also call it disappointing and have threatened to oppose it as well. But if they all back it, minus Sanders, the proposal would need at least 11 Republican votes. Senator Sanders is reportedly already working on the next reconciliation package.
Time now to check traffic on the sevens with our pal Joe Nolan, just back from NATO and the G7. He will not be meeting with Putin. As far
Brussels
as we know.
Is beautiful this time of year.
Isn't it? Brussels is a fantastic city, actually.
You know what? That's one of the few places in Europe I would really like to go and see.
Well, it's so easy to get there. If you go to Paris, it's an hour train ride.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
So, Joe, when you say it's one of the few places in Europe you'd like to go, why do you scoff at the Parises, the Londons, the Romes? What is it about
the
rest
of Europe? I don't know. I just never had a burning desire to go over there. I want to go and see Normandy. That I definitely want to see. I want to see the Vatican.
I think it's going to change your life when you go over there. I say that to my family members who haven't gone, who are like, I don't know, the great places in the United States. I'm like, you guys, it's a whole different world.
Yeah, it is.
Whole different culture.
I know it's me. Ireland, though, I got to go to Ireland. That I definitely have to go do that, only because I'm Irish. Outbound Grand Central Parkway at LaGuardia construction, two lanes are out of service. Also, there's an accident. So as you head outbound on the Grand Central Parkway, you've got that. Other than that, though, we're in pretty good shape. Really not all that much to worry about. LIE, northern, southern states all moving along very well. Same thing in New Jersey as you come inbound with Lincoln and Holland Tunnels, George Washington Bridge, all that moving along very, very nicely, at least so far. Mass Transit also running right on or close to schedule. A couple of trains, but nothing terrible. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. The supportive service of Indeed.com. Not to be a backseat driver, but if you need to hire great people fast, you need Indeed. Sponsor a job and you'll immediately get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. For more, go to Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Today is going to be, well, it's going to be rainy at least early on, so I would definitely suggest taking an umbrella today. It'll clear up, though, later on in the afternoon. We'll have some areas of patchy fog early, cloudy skies early as well, and then partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of about 80. Tomorrow, it is going to be an absolutely beautiful day, sunny with a high of 79 degrees. Thursday also looks really nice, although we will have some clouds, but still mostly sunny on Thursday with a high of 78. Friday, we're getting up there a little bit into the 80s, 83 degrees for a high with a mix of clouds and sun. Currently, the temperature right now in Manhattan is 68 degrees.
The FBI is warning that some followers of the QAnon conspiracy theory may become more violent. Lawmakers have been told they could advance from being digital soldiers in the wake of the Capitol attack. Apparently, they're growing impatient and want to take greater control of the movement. QAnon is based on a belief that a group of global elites is behind a Satan-worshipping child sex trafficking ring.
Heads are rolling at the DOJ. The nation's top national security official announced his resignation Monday following reports that the Trump administration spied on people the president was unhappy with, namely Democratic lawmakers, their staffers, and even family members. John Demers' last day is next week. Meantime, Attorney General Merrick Garland met with the New York Times, The Washington Post, and CNN to discuss this matter. They, too, were targeted by the Trump-era DOJ. President Biden has made it clear he will not accept justice trying to nail down potential leak sources. Garland promised his DOJ will tighten its rules on when and why law enforcement officials can seize information about members of Congress and their aides.
President Biden says the NATO treaty is rock solid and unshakable. He met with allies of the 30-member military alliance yesterday. He said world leaders were shocked when the Capitol was attacked in January, but called the U.S. a decent, honorable nation. They condemned Russia's election interference and again supported the troop withdrawal in Afghanistan. Next year, the NATO summit will be held in Spain.
And relations between the United States and the rest of our allies in NATO are improving, at least according to the leader of the Netherlands. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte told reporters working with former President Donald Trump was, quote, more awkward sometimes. But he added the two were able to come to agreements nonetheless. He says when it comes to Biden, quote, it's more natural again. During the Trump era, relations with the NATO alliance was put under strain as the former president enthusiastically and unabashedly scolded other countries, many times their leaders directly, for not paying their share, their fair share. This time around, the U.S. leader has made it clear he understands the alliance is critically important to Washington. And he adds he thinks mutual security guarantees are a, quote, sacred obligation.
The famous Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is trying to raise more money for repairs. The Catholic diocese has launched a fundraiser 2 years after the church nearly burned down in a fire. A massive restoration has been underway, but now they need about $7 million to continue. The first two projects presented to donors will be restoring the case of the Crown of Thorns and creating a new tabernacle. The goal is to reopen the church in 2024.
Back here at home, there's a new New York City mayoral poll out, and it shows a former front runner falling further and further back from the pack. Here is WABC's Bob Brown.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is leading Catherine Garcia in the Democratic race for New York City mayor. According to a new WNBC Telemundo 47 political Marist poll, Adams is leading Garcia by 7 points in the Democratic primary. The poll also shows a steep fall off for Andrew Yang, who at one point was the front runner and is now 11 points behind Adams. Adams has drawn recent criticism from candidates accusing him of not being a city resident, which he denies. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
And we have some alarming news from the former head of the FDA. Dr. Scott Gottlieb says this new COVID variant called Delta could very soon become the dominant strain here in the U.S., and it's multiplying fairly quickly. And that could happen in less than a week. The strain is extremely contagious, but it's also more dangerous than some of the others, getting people sicker, a lot sicker. But the good news is Dr. Gottlieb says the COVID vaccines approved here in the U.S. have shown themselves to be pretty solid when it comes to keeping the virus at bay. The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are reportedly highly effective at around 88%. The AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson jabs are about 60% effective. Experts say the key is to get those who have not been willing to get vaxxed to change their minds, because it could be the difference between staying healthy or getting really, really sick or worse.
Well, speaking of vaccinations, close to 900 New Yorkers found out yesterday that they got expired doses of the COVID vaccine when they rolled up their sleeves at a pop-up site in Times Square. Oh. The New York City Health Department says it's notifying everyone who got the outdated Pfizer shot that they need to go get another one. Health officials say there's no danger for anyone who did get the expired vaccine. News of the outdated shot comes just as the CDC announced that 70% of the adult population in New York received at least one dose of the vaccine.
Well, to all the neighbors living by the quickly devolving Washington Square Park, Mayor Bill de Blasio has a message for you. Let me paraphrase it. Too bad. I was actually going to say something that begins with an F, but, you know, I'm deciding to hold myself back on that one. Hordes of partiers have been mixing with ne'er-do-wells for weeks there in the park, ripping it up at night, night after night, till the wee hours, destroying property and destroying the peace. Over the weekend, there were more fights, even a couple stabbings, but apparently Mr. de Blasio apparently feels that this is just life in the big city. He told reporters Monday the situation will resolve itself naturally. The NYPD tried to enforce a midnight curfew, but even the world's preeminent police force apparently aren't enough for this crowd of 20 and 30 something rabble rousers. November cannot come soon enough.
My goodness.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, again, be careful what you wish for, but we'll see what happens.
True.
All right. Well, at 5:15, many of you have wished for a sports update from Sid Rosenberg. Certainly those of us that are Met fans are very pleased to hear about today's rundown.
Yes, you are, Frank. Good morning, Frank and Juliet. The Mets get another win last night. The roll continues for the Metropolitans, who beat the Cubs in the first game of that series in Queens last night. 5-2, the final score. Good effort for Dominic Smith, his fifth home run of the year. But David Peterson was the story last night, Frank. Six scoreless innings of work. He wins. He goes to 2-5. His ERA is now under 6. Here was David Peterson after the fine pitching performance against the Cubs.
That's all you can do is throw one at a time. And so I think when you simplify it down to that and really focus on each pitch and executing that pitch, the results will come.
With the win, the Mets improved to 33-25. They're 4 better than Philadelphia, 5.5 better than Atlanta. The Yankees were off last night but lost another half game to Tampa Bay. Yanks find themselves now 9 back of the division-leading Rays. They start a series in Toronto against the Blue Jays later on tonight. The banged-up Nets back on the court tonight. Game 5 in Brooklyn against Milwaukee. That series is now 2-2. The Nets have lost 2 in a row. Harden is still hurt. Kyrie Irving, a seriously sprained ankle last game, had to leave in the first quarter. Won't play tonight. Here's Nets coach Steve Nash on the rash of Brooklyn injuries.
No update on James. But Kai had an MRI, sprained ankle, and is out tomorrow.
He is out. In the Eastern Conference last night, the Hawks beat the 76ers 103-100. That series is now 2-2. In the West, it was the Clippers over the Jazz 118-104. That series is also 2-2. And the winner will take on the Phoenix Suns. Islanders and Tampa Bay play game 2 tonight in their big series. Isles are up 1-0 in that one for the right to go to the Stanley Cup from the Eastern Conference. And talking about hockey, the Rangers have signed their new head coach, a guy I know very well. He used to coach down in Florida with the Panthers, as well as Columbus and the Vegas Golden Knights, who back in 2017-2018, he coached the Stanley Cup Finals in their expansion season. Gerard Gallant is now the head coach of the New York Rangers, hired by Chris Drury just yesterday. With sports at 15:45, brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out at peerlessboilers.com, paviliontankless.com. They do build America's best boilers. I am Sid.
Thank you, Sydney, very much. You were shaking your head. What's wrong? We were talking about the Delta virus. Are you upset by this?
Oh, I'm so tired of all these variants and this and that. It's over. It's been over.
It's not, though, because look at what's happening in the U.K. They're shutting everything down again. People need to get vaccinated. People need to get vaccinated.
I agree.
It's
got to
happen. Because
you should get vaccinated no matter what. I agree with you. But I can't, you know, every week it's a different variant. People are dying, and it's just...
It's so upsetting. It really is. Okay, thank you, Sydney. Thank you. And let's go over to Joe Nolan with traffic on the 7th. Hey, Joseph.
All right, Juliet, coming inbound at the Lincoln and Holland Tunnel, George Washington Bridge still in good shape. You don't have much of an issue at all as you head up and down the New Jersey Turnpike. Same thing on the Garden State Parkway. Looks like there might be some construction around 114 northbound in the express lanes. A little bit of a brake check getting through there if you're coming inbound from the island. LIE, Northern, Southern states, all three again moving along very nicely this morning, at least so far. Again, that brake check at Queens Boulevard inbound on the LIE. Mass Transit's good, and alternate side of the street parking rules again today are in effect with traffic on the Sevens. I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Coming up in your Jet Set, Juliet, travel update at 5:40. Dollar homes, but not in Italy this time. And brewery hotels, hotels where you can just like roll right out of drinking your beer right into your bed. And also there's an announcement from the Treasury.
That's right.
In your business report. That's all coming up right after this.
This is the WABC Early News.
It's a mixed bag on Wall Street. Both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 closed at record highs yesterday to start the week, while the Dow declined. Investors are awaiting the outcome of a key Federal Reserve meeting on Wednesday for clues on inflation and interest rates. The Dow Jones average lost 85 points. The S&P 500 added 7 points. The NASDAQ gained 104 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ got a boost with Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Microsoft, and Facebook all posting gains. Tesla shares also climbed more than 1%. Bitcoin recovered back above $40,000 after Tesla CEO Elon Musk said the company will resume Bitcoin transaction once miners clean up their operation. The federal government is making it easier for eligible families to get the advanced child tax credit. The Treasury Department and IRS announced the non-filer sign-up tool for those who don't normally file tax returns to register for the monthly payments. It's designed for people who didn't file a tax return for 2019 or 2020. The expanded child tax credit is part of the American Rescue Plan signed by President Biden in March. The payments are scheduled to start going out next month, Julia.
Thank you very much. Bob Brown told us a little while ago about the good news reaching that 70% mark here in New York. And apparently there is news on the other side of the Hudson as well. Here's Bob.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he can envision an end to the pandemic, focusing on getting schools back to normalcy first and foremost. He says the end of the pandemic isn't tied to case numbers or deaths.
I would measure it as a non-medical matter in the level of normalcy of our lives.
I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Thank you very much, Bob. And we've got lots of other news to get to. An American vacationing in Cancun was shot in a random attack over the weekend. This actually happened in a place where a lot of you folks go. I know I've been there too. It's the popular beach destination of Quintana Roo, home to Cancun, Playa del Carmen, Tulum, among other places. Prosecutors there say two local men who were working in a beach shop were the targets. They didn't make it, unfortunately. She was allegedly, this American victim was allegedly collateral damage. It is unusual for this kind of thing to happen. Officials say the drug cartels are operating in the area, but they usually stay away from the tourist areas. Violence has gone down a bit since 2018, 2019, when things were getting ugly. But again, they think she was collateral damage, but it's still something that I think was shocking to the local officials.
That's for sure. The second named storm of the year is churning in the Atlantic. Tropical Storm Bill is more than 300 miles from North Carolina, but expected to move away from the East Coast. That means it doesn't pose a threat to land. Forecasters say it's only expected to strengthen slightly today before dissipating by tomorrow. This hurricane season is on track to be above average, and it lasts through November.
We have a royal alert, everybody. Yes, yes, we do. Meghan Markle's dad is lashing out again. This time it's not his daughter or her husband in the bullseye, not directly at least. He recently sat down with 60 Minutes. I mean, they must be getting desperate to riff about why he is the victim in this whole scenario. Meantime, the unlikeliest candidate for Father of the Year accused Oprah of taking advantage of a weakened man. His quote. I'm assuming he's referring to Prince Harry and not himself. I don't know. Although looking at a clip of the 60 Minutes interview, Mr. Markle is not looking too hot lately. He claims his health is deteriorating and he is begging the couple to let him see his grandchildren before it's too late. But he followed that up with another claim that Meghan is treating him worse than an axe murderer.
Ah, of course.
Ay, 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 ay. So I would venture to guess they won't be reuniting anytime soon.
Well, that's a shame. It's a big day for millions of people in California. The state is finally reopening after 15 months of COVID restrictions, and the happiest place on earth is ready. Disneyland will now allow out-of-state visitors as it returns to full capacity with no social distancing. The mask mandate also ends for those fully vaccinated, but don't jump in the car just yet. Reservations are still needed to get in. Same goes for SeaWorld and Legoland.
The biggest hit at the G7 was not the blossoming bromances between President Biden and other world leaders, but a few cameos by a VIP guest, a very short VIP guest. Wilfred Johnson is his name. He is the one-year-old son of Prime Minister Boris Johnson and his wife, Carrie. He appeared at some of the more laid-back events, and critics say the couple is trotting the kid out for photo ops, which they say is akin to using him as a prop. I mean, my God, if you've got a cute kid and you're the host of the thing,
yeah,
trot him out. Flaunt it. Meantime, the bromances themselves are actually being criticized. Observers say the chummy palling around by the G7 leaders is a smack in the face to those of us who are following social distancing rules. I mean, God, it's everything.
Everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The House Ethics Committee will not be investigating a complaint that Colorado Congressman Lauren Boebert helped instigate the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol building. A letter to Boebert from the chairman of the committee was made public yesterday. The letter stated that a motion to investigate the Republican and two of her colleagues had failed and will not be reviewed further. In a statement, Boebert called the complaint ridiculous and a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Oh, there's some, I guess, unsettling news out of CNN. Their chief international anchor, Christiane Amanpour, told viewers last night that she has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Now, she says that she's had successful surgery to remove it. She's now undergoing several months of chemotherapy. She says that she is confident. She is 63 years old, and she is one of the best-known journalists in the world because of her, I mean, really fearless coverage during some pretty heady international conflicts. She's actually been off the air for the last 4 weeks, so a lot of folks were wondering what was going on.
Well, we're certainly wishing her the best.
Yep.
Nearly 600,000 lives lost due to the coronavirus. The death toll has inched higher, now only 55 away from that grim milestone. And members of Congress held a moment of silence yesterday for the victims. A bipartisan group of lawmakers gathered on the Capitol steps for a tribute, which included singing God Bless America. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said some had died just days before their vaccine appointment.
Make all the jokes about them you want, but there's nothing funny about the salaries lawyers are getting paid these days. And I'm not just talking about partners. A new report shows entry-level attorneys, Frank, listen to this, at the world's top law firms. Okay, so it's the world's top law firms, but still, there are a lot of top law firms. They are bringing home, these are entry-level positions, bringing home a major bank. Can you guess how much?
Entry level. Well, how top is the world's top? I'm going to say $450,000.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, 200 grand. But that's a recent law school graduate?
I know. But
wow.
Have you seen what these firms bill?
I mean, but a recent law. Anyway.
And the first year associates at these firms are some of the most accomplished students anywhere in law schools. I mean, they have a finer educational pedigree and better grades than people that go on to become judges.
Well, experts say the newbies are reaping the benefits of a year of record-setting profits for the legal industry thanks to the pandemic. And it is time now for Traffic on the Sevens with Joe Nolan. Hey, Joe.
Well, if you're heading out there again today, we're in pretty good shape, Juliet, to be honest with you. Really not a lot for you to worry about coming inbound from Long Island, especially LIE, Northern, Southern states, all three good at the county line coming into the city line again, doing very, very well. We do have some traffic building now inbound on the Gowanus BQE, right around the area of Industry City. Then again, as you get up towards the Brooklyn Bridge, we also are building up a little bit as you travel westbound on the LIE coming into the city. As I'm just looking here, we're backed up isn't the right word, just a little bit of a brake check as you come through Queens Boulevard. Other than that, though, we're in pretty good shape. Coming down either side of Manhattan, everybody rolling right along. Hudson River Crossing is all in good shape. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect in the support of service of Dell Technologies. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Dell Technologies advisors have the tech solutions you need to help your business get out in front and stay ahead of the game. For advice on solutions like the XPS S13 laptop powered by Intel Evo platform. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. A military hero. He served in Iraq, he served in Afghanistan, and he also served for the CIA. He was a CIA officer. He has come out and he says, I don't know why you guys don't get it. Russia has declared war with the U.S. We'll talk about that after your headlines.
From around the world to around the block, this is your 77-second news update from the RSCSolutions.com news desk on WABC.
And good morning, everyone. I'm Juliette Huddy. Time now for your 7 headlines in 77 seconds. 70%, we are there in New York. The latest on reaching that golden number that'll unlock the lockdowns. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is basically putting everything on the people who live in the neighborhood around Washington Square Park and not the people who are causing all the drama there. He says things will just resolve themselves naturally. Things like, you know, stabbings, violence, partying until the wee hours of the morning, not listening to the curfews of the NYPD, that kind of stuff. Trump-era DOJ bosses are under fire. The head of the national security portion of the DOJ has quit over news that the agency spied on Trump's perceived enemies. And the actress from Gone Girl, who was injured in a hit and run by a scooter a couple weeks ago, Lisa Baines, she has passed away. Warnings from U.S. medical officials about the so-called Delta variant of COVID. It's not just U.S. officials, actually. It's worldwide officials. This could cause real problems for the unvaccinated and lead to more lockdowns, unfortunately. And the NATO summit has convened, reconvened, and is now done. All eyes on China and Russia and Biden's meeting with Russia. The hits and misses of the G7, we'll talk about that. And that wraps up your 7 headlines in 77 seconds. This news update was brought to you by RSCSolutions.com, where Mark Arzamanian will put you to work. I'm Juliette Huddy. The early news with Frank and me continues.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliette Huddy and Frank Morano.
Welcome back, everyone. The WABC Early News time is 5:31. I'm Juliette Huddy with Frank Morano.
Hello.
On this day, June 15th, 1215.
1215.
King John signs the Magna Carta at Ooh. Runnymede, near Windsor. Now, as you know, he was not a very popular guy. He was actually very cruel. He was really disliked by the barons, and they basically would rebel against him frequently. And so this was him essentially caving into them.
I guess there's a reason he's King John the only.
King John the lame, apparently.
Right? I mean, no other King Johns.
There were no other King Johns. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And that's why nobody's naming their kid King John. Hmm. I mean, John. Yeah. John's a rough name.
That's for sure.
Every person in my life is named John, by the way. My father, my husband, my brother. Not
wow.
you, though.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. You know what? One other really strange thing. My dad's birthday is September 10th. My father-in-law's birthday is September 10th. Bill O'Reilly's birthday is September 10th. And my ex-fiancé's birthday is September 10th.
I'm going to leave that one alone. You know, my brother-in-law is an astrologer. I am going to send
really?
Him the last 45 seconds of conversation and have him do an analysis
oh, he doesn't
of
have
what
to.
That means.
I don't need an analysis done. We already know I'm nuts.
Well, no, you're not nuts. I mean,
I'm just a little wacky.
All right.
I'm unique, I like to say.
Well, the Interior Secretary is trying to restore 3 national monuments. She's advising President Biden reinstate boundaries in Utah at Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante. Both monuments were cut in size by former President Trump, opening them to mining and drilling. Deb Haaland reportedly also wants to revive protections for the Marine Monument, the Northeast Canyons, and seamounts off the coast of New England.
And... well, it's perhaps not surprising, but it is still alarming nonetheless. Researchers at Brown University say there was a 17% increase in excess deaths at nursing home centers around the country in 2020 compared to the year before. And when you look at the top 10 states with the highest rate of COVID cases, that number jumps to 24%. Scientists say this data will help us not only see the toll of the pandemic on the vulnerable, but will also be helpful for future research.
A Republican senator is trying for a third time to ban flag burning. Steve Daines of Montana reintroduced a constitutional amendment. He calls the flag a symbol of liberty and a beacon of hope. The Supreme Court ruled in 1989 that flag burning constitutes symbolic speech protected by the First Amendment. The American Legion also recommends disposing unserviceable flags by burning them. And yesterday was, of course, Flag Day.
Russia is at war with the U.S. That is the word from a former CIA officer named Mark Polyamoropoulos. He says he was forced to retire after being the victim of those bizarre sonic attacks, which left him with a permanent headache. He bluntly calls it an act of war. And I mean, honestly, how can you argue? The term used to describe reactions to these attacks is Havana syndrome. We've talked about this many times here on the show. And officials say more than 100 U.S. diplomats, officials, and staffers were targeted. And Polyamoropoulos says the culprit is Russia. He served in Moscow in 2017. And when he started, he says he started noticing that he was being followed by what he describes as men in black trench coats, likely Russian intel. He said he remembers one night in his hotel vividly when the debilitating symptoms began to take hold. He said he spent years on the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan, but this is by far the most terrifying experience of his life.
I feel awful that he's suffered so much, and so many other diplomats have been victims of this Havana syndrome. But did he offer any evidence as to why he thinks the Russians are responsible?
Well, because he was in Russia when this was happening.
Right. But
and other experts have come out and said that they believe it was Russia and
right.
China.
But have they offered any evidence?
They haven't offered any evidence, but I guess they're trying to keep it on the down low. But they did talk about these microwave machines that are being used, I guess.
It'll be interesting if that comes up when President Biden meets with President Putin tomorrow.
One would hope.
The wife of singer John Legend is apologizing amidst a recent cyberbullying scandal. Christy Teigen broke her month-long silence after a fellow model called her out. The Lip Sync Battle co-host posted on social media, her past tweets were horrible, admitting she was a troll. She asked fans for forgiveness, promising to change. After that, a Project Runway star also accused Teigen of bullying and trying to ruin his career.
Well, this sounds fun. Scientists have come up with a COVID alarm, just like a smoke alarm you put up in the middle of your ceiling. Seriously, this alarm detects whether someone is infected within just 15 minutes. It's able to analyze chemical changes in the skin and breath, apparently.
That is neat.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, like, do you want this thing sitting up in your thing? I mean, I guess you do. Well, I guess it, maybe in businesses and things like that.
You already got the carbon monoxide detector. You already got the smoke detector.
Yeah, why not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what's one more thing?
Yeah, three times a charm.
All right, coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll have business, the Jet Set Juliet travel report, and I'll tell you about a 1,000-year-old egg. A whole lot. All that and a whole lot more. But first, here's traffic and transit on the sevens with the one and only Joe Nolan. Not quite a thousand.
No, not quite. As you begin to come southbound in Westchester County on the parkways, they're all good. Same thing on the New England Thruway and the Hutch. Everybody doing very well as you start to come down into the Bruckner Interchange. We are building up now just a bit as you start to come up through Lower Brooklyn, inbound on the Gowanus BQE, pretty much from about the Bell Parkway, really right on up through Atlantic Avenue, and then you're good to the Brooklyn Bridge. Coming inbound at the LIE, you got a brake check coming in through Queens Boulevard. Same thing southbound on the Bruckner in the Bronx as you come on down to the drawbridge. Looking very good in New Jersey. Really not too much of a glitch at all anywhere if you're coming inbound Lincoln, Holland, George. All with minor delays and alternate side of the street. Parking rules and regulations again today are going to be in effect. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joseph. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, more dollar homes for sale, but these are not in Italy this time. And I am going to tell you about some travel hacks that are going to blow your mind. And consumer spending in the business report by Frank Morano.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano. In business, it's a mixed bag on Wall Street. Both the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 closed at record highs yesterday. The Dow Jones, though, lost 85 points. The tech-heavy NASDAQ got a boost with Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Microsoft, and Facebook all posting big gains. Tesla shares also climbed more than 1%. Bitcoin recovered back above $40,000 after Tesla CEO Elon Musk said the company will resume Bitcoin transactions once miners clean up their operation. Bank of America's CEO says consumers are spending more than they were prior to the pandemic. Brian Moynihan told CNBC it has risen 20% when compared to this time in 2019. Moynihan cited stimulus money as one reason for the jump. He also talked about the economy reopening as Americans go out to eat and visit places like amusement parks. However, Moynihan said spending on travel has yet to recover. It's still down as much as 15% compared to pre-pandemic levels. Perhaps that is something we will hear referenced in the Jet Set Juliet travel report, which I will tell you, in a meeting with John Katsimatidis, he mentioned as being a personal favorite of his.
Oh, goody. That's right. Wonderful. Well, maybe we can all travel together someday.
Wouldn't that be something?
Maybe on a beautiful yacht somewhere. Anyway, so let's start today's Jet Set Juliet with a couple travel hacks. Number one, turn on your private browser when you are looking for flights. The reason that you want to do this is because prices do fluctuate based on the cookies in your web browser and how many searches that you've actually performed for one specific destination. So these airlines and these companies can see where you're looking and see what's really important to you. So make sure you search for flights in a private browser, also known as incognito mode. Also, if you're running low on funds, but you really want to travel overseas or really, I mean, even in this country, book a private room at a hostel to save you money. You can go to hostelworld.com, H-O-S-T-E-L, world.com, and book private rooms for really, really cheap. You know, a lot of times it's for younger people, but a lot of backpackers and older folks do this as well, so don't be put off by that. Number three, mark your bag fragile. Obviously, this is, you know, unfortunately, you have to kind of sneak around. I'd say it's a white lie, but it'll be handled properly when you do this, and it will make it to the top of the pile. Your luggage will come out in the first batch, which is kind of cool. All right, let's get to some other great things. I've told you, and you probably no doubt have seen this quirky trend originating in Italy. Some of the country's villages there are at risk of being essentially lost to time. They may be a little more remote. They may have just not repopulated. Whatever the reason, scores of these tiny but beautiful places are in decline. And a while back, local Italian leaders had an idea. Let's basically give away our decaying properties to folks willing to make an investment in our town by fixing the property up and moving in. They add tax break incentives, they add deals on construction, and that unmistakably wonderful charm that is the born and bred Italian. Some places go for $5,000. I mean, some are actually $1, but it's a scheme that is not only receiving a lot of attention worldwide, but it's also a scheme that's working. So it was only a matter of time before other countries realized they too should be doing it. Next one up, Japan. There are an estimated 8 million akaya, or unoccupied homes, across the island country. Many, if not most, are in the more rural areas. You know, the detriment of living away from the big cities is, many local officials believe, outweighed by the benefit of living peacefully and affordably. Town leaders are offering these akaya free, or they're offering renovation grants and subsidizing both purchases and childcare for families who are willing to jump in. People are buying multiple properties in both Italy and Japan, turning one into a home and one into, let's say, a restaurant or a shop or, you know, a bookshop, whatever. Because the cost of living in these towns is so cheap, folks are able to toss away the office desk and chase their passion project and even work remotely. Now, with any great deal comes risk and a bunch of asterisks. Sometimes you have to really start from the bottom up, like your property is essentially four walls. That's about it. Sometimes it's just in need of a hearty makeover, but you have to commit to living there and not just using it as your vacation home. There are all sorts of different deals. If you're interested in looking into this, I've posted a couple articles on my Twitter at Jet Set Juliet. And finally, it is World Beer Day, Frank. And I thought it would be cool, since a lot of you are planning vacations, to tell you about a few places on the East Coast that do a great job mixing brews and vacations. Call them Brews with a View. Starting down in Lewis, Delaware. Is it Lewis or Lewis?
I don't know. I think it's Lewis.
Okay. Well, that's where the ferry is, right?
Right.
The ferry
from
goes
Cape
there.
May.
Yeah. There's the Dogfish Head Inn. It's got a kitschy motel vibe. It sits along the Lewis-Rehoboth Canal. They describe it as an off-center base camp for beer lovers and adventure seekers. Guests can partake in in-room growlers, lather themselves with beer-infused soap, sip coffee brewed with barley. You get a VIP tour of the Dogfish Head Brewery and VIP seating at their two restaurants.
You know, I'm going to be in Cape May in 2 weeks, and maybe we'll take the ferry over to Delaware and check out
Dogfish. Do it. Up north in New Hampshire is the Woodstock Inn Brewery. It's got a multi-barrel brew system, log cabin chic style rooms, and even little cabins to rent. And one more real quick, and I'll take the rest to my Instagram. Out west a bit, the Harmony Inn in Harmony, Pennsylvania is an historic spot that was once the home of a prominent banker named Austin Pierce. Later, it was sold to a Mennonite family who turned it into a hotel and a saloon. And again, you can follow the rest of these. I've got a couple good ones, also very local, on my Instagram at Jet Set Juliet. I'm going to be doing that a little bit later on. And you can follow me again at Twitter at Jet Set Juliet.
Outstanding. 5:45, time for sports with Sid Rosenberg. What's happening, Sid?
Good morning, Frank and Juliet. We'll start with the Mets. It's a great story. It continues to get better. They win again last night. Game one of that series against the Cubs. Beat them 5-2 in Queens. Dominic Smith had a big night. Hit a home run in this one. His fifth of the year. David Peterson, six scoreless innings, earns his second win of the year. Here's Dominic Smith on how the Mets just keep getting better.
We're a resilient group, and we try to get better every day. But we're just trying to improve on an everyday basis, and, I mean, just show tonight, and we were able to come through with some clutch hits.
58 games in, the Mets are now 8 games over 500. First place, 4-game lead on the Phillies. They're up 5.5 on the Braves. The Yankees lost another half game inside the division last night. They were off, but Tampa Bay won. Yankees start today's action 9 back of the Rays at 33-32. They're in Toronto for the Blue Jays later on tonight. The Nets, game 5 tonight in Brooklyn against Milwaukee. That was 2-0 Brooklyn. Now it's 2-2, and the Nets may be without both Kyrie Irving, that's for sure, and James Harden later on tonight. They're down to one superstar. That's Kevin Durant. Here's Kevin.
To not play because of injuries, I feel more for them than for me. You know, it's got nothing to do with me. I wish my brothers were out there playing. I wish they were healthy. But like you said, that's a part of the game.
Game 5 again tonight from Brooklyn. That series is 2-2. The Hawks beat the Sixers last night, 103-100. That series is also 2-2. And the Clippers out west beat the Jazz, 118-104. That series is also 2-2. The winner of that will take on the Phoenix Suns in the Western Conference Finals. Game 2 tonight, Islanders in Tampa Bay. The Isles up 1-0 in their push to play for the Stanley Cup. And the Rangers have hired a head coach, Gerard Gallant, who coached in Columbus, down in Florida, and most recently was Coach of the Year in 2017-2018 when he coached the Vegas Golden Knights to the Stanley Cup Finals in their expansion season, has been named the new Ranger coach by Chris Drury. Gerard Gallant, the new coach of the Rangers. Sports brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out at peerlessboilers.com, paviliontankless.com. They do build America's best boilers. And with sports at 15 and 45, I'm Sid.
And at 5:47 with traffic and transit on the sevens, here's Joe.
Well, starting really now, build up to coming up through Lower Brooklyn. Very heavy and slow now as you start to make the turn at the Prospect Expressway heading to the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel. And then you're all right pretty much to the Brooklyn Bridge. Long Island Expressway now from the fairgrounds right through Queens Boulevard. A lot of slow traffic coming down the drive. We're slow right around the RFK Bridge. Same thing coming down the Bruckner, getting up and onto the elevated portion there at the drawbridge. Now, as you travel around, really shouldn't run into any real major tie-ups, at least not yet. Mass Transit also in pretty decent shape. And alternate side of the street parking rules are in effect today. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
That's a lot of pressure on me. The T's and toss, TNT. I can do it.
Very scintillating.
Apple is getting into the COVID health game. If you have an Apple Watch, you're going to be really happy about this, especially if you're one of these health freaks. We'll get to that after this.
This is the WABC Early News.
Archaeologists are showing off a rare find from a recent excavation in Israel. They found an unbroken chicken egg believed to be at least 1,000 years old.
Wow.
The Antiquities Authority in charge of the dig says because chicken egg shells are so fragile, whole eggs are rarely able to be preserved. It thinks the reason this happened is because the egg was protected by a cesspit of soft human waste.
Oh, wait a minute. Really?
Yes.
Wait, the human waste was still, is it recent human?
I mean, I can't imagine it's recent.
Yeah. So how is it still? Okay. Well, we don't have to get into that. That's really gross. Apple is getting into the COVID health game. Experts say look for a new version of the Apple Watch down the road, which will not only tell you how many steps you've taken. I mean, does it do that? I don't know. I kind of just assumed it did.
I think so.
Or who's texting you, but also things like your blood sugar levels. It'll even potentially be able to take your temperature. And it's likely other tech companies will follow suit, given the massive interest in post-pandemic readiness and care.
An amusement park is buckling passengers in for what it claims is the world's tallest, fastest, and longest single rail coaster. Are you a roller coaster fan?
Not anymore, no. I don't want to die. I don't want to be caught upside down.
Okay, well, most people
these are the things I think of.
Die. Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey opened the Jersey Devil roller coaster to the public on Sunday.
Good name.
It's 13 stories high, and the track stretches over 3,000 feet. Riders will travel at speeds up to 58 miles per hour and face a steep 87-degree first drop. Thrill seekers will also enjoy three different inversions, including a zero-gravity roll. You know, I don't really like to make the trip all the way down to Jackson Township, New Jersey, to go to Six Flags. But this roller coaster sounds like so much fun. I cannot wait to make the trip to go on this.
See, all these things that could increase your chances of dying, even just minimally. There are already enough things that I worry about. I don't want to. I'm not going to ski anymore.
Skiing is. I think that's a much riskier activity than riding on this roller coaster.
You know, you always see. I've done all those stories all of these years with some of these things turning upside down, and then they get stuck. Oh, can you imagine?
It's very
my worst nightmare.
I think it's almost impossible for somebody to die on one of these.
Going into an elevator is stressful enough for me.
Well, that's
that's strange. Yes, I know. It's completely. All right. Here's another one. Frank, I got you with this one. European colonists in the mid-1500s mentioned the name of a Native American settlement called Sarah Bay. But since then, nobody really knew exactly where it was. Until now. Researchers near Jacksonville, Florida, think that they have found the so-called Lost City, which was home to natives called the Makama. In fact, researchers believe this particular tribe was among the first to...
Or their cousins, the Makolan.
What?
Macolin.
That's funny. That was good. In fact, I was thinking colon as in the stomach. I got to drink my coffee.
Could be the apostrophe.
Apostrophe.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
Malipses. In fact, researchers believe this particular tribe was among the first to greet Europeans when they landed on U.S. shores back in 1562. Now, the Sarah Bay site is located on Talbot Island, which is just off the coast of Jacksonville. I've actually been there. Archaeologists and students from the University of North Florida, which is located in town there in Jacksonville, have found various artifacts, including pottery. Historians think the community was quickly destroyed by disease and warfare, naturally.
Well, a hero custodian and a Long Island teenager are forever connected after she began choking and had to be saved. 15-year-old Avery Ward was able to publicly thank custodian David Cook on Monday after he recently came to her rescue inside the school cafeteria. It happened at Rocky Point High School, where Avery laughed while eating a French fry, and then turned purple as she struggled to breathe. Cook sprang into action and started using the Heimlich maneuver, which he says he previously had to use on his 7-year-old son, adding he learned it from a poster there at school.
Well, just one day till the big confab between President Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin. And if recent comments by the Russian leader are any indication, it's going to be a challenge for the president, to say the least. Putin gave an interview over the weekend, and he was asked about several American-related topics, including the January 6th Capitol attack. Putin says he sees no difference in us jailing the insurrectionists and the Russian government jailing opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He also angrily laughed off claims that Russia is behind the cybersecurity breaches here, calling them farcical, and adding he's surprised he hasn't been blamed for Black Lives Matter, too.
Baltimore officials say a man who thought he was having a heart attack took a city ambulance and tried to drive himself to the hospital Monday morning. When medics arrived at his home, the 38-year-old allegedly hopped in the ambulance and took off. He was stopped by police a few blocks away from the hospital. Police say he was having a medical crisis and the ambulance wasn't damaged.
So the guys were there. The paramedics were there to take him.
But I don't understand how he got into the ambulance on its own. I mean, I guess
maybe they left
EMTs
the keys in the car.
Must have left the car. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand how that middle portion happened.
I don't know. I don't put anything past people these days. All right. Have you seen the show Lupin?
I don't think I've heard
Netflix.
Of that show.
It's actually it's a French show on Netflix about a sophisticated thief. It's actually really good. We watched one episode of it and then we got distracted with other things. Are you starry-eyed over Stranger Things? Do you watch
that? I have never seen it.
No?
Okay. See, I don't watch much. You know, I'm out of touch.
You're out of touch today. Yeah, in a lot of ways. Well, anyway, good news. Netflix has a story. You're so in touch, it's not even funny. I mean, you know everything about everything. And I say that as a compliment, seriously. Netflix has a store just for you. It's called Netflix.shop, where fans can buy items related to their favorite shows. Now, right now, they've started delivering in the U.S., but the company says it'll expand to other countries soon. I actually went onto the site, and right now, they don't really have much. It's mainly collections inspired by anime series. But later this month, you're going to start to see collections from the more mainstream shows like Lupin, which is that French show about a thief. They are going to have everything from keychains to home decor. Apparently.
I've been struggling with what to get my dad as a Father's Day gift. Maybe there's some ideas I could try on this Netflix shop.
Well, is he into anime?
He's not into anime, but he does like Stranger Things.
Well, it's not. I don't think. I didn't see anything on any of that stuff yet.
Really?
But I think it's just a matter of days before they get it out
okay,
there.
Okay, well, I'll keep an eye on that. And if you have any suggestions, you could feel free to let me know. Or if people want to email me suggestions, frank.morano@wabcradio.com. Now, the New York City Board of Elections has added another 9,000 voters to the tally. Nearly 44,000 New Yorkers have filled out their ballots during the first 3 days of this early voting period. Manhattan is still the top borough, recording just under 14,000 voters. Only 2,500 people on Staten Island have made their decision. In addition to the mayor's race, Manhattan is facing a hotly contested Democratic primary for Manhattan DA as well.
Time now for traffic on the sevens with Joseph Nolan.
Well, Juliet, again, as you travel around, we've got continuing delays as you come inbound George Washington Bridge, starting to build now a little bit of the toll barrier, particularly the upper level, about a 5-minute delay. Same thing as you come inbound at the Holland Tunnel. Still good, though, at the Lincoln Grand Central now. Delays coming into the Kew Gardens Interchange. Also, as you begin to travel on the Long Island Expressway, leaving the area of the Van Wyck Inn through Queens Boulevard, a lot of volume there now out on the island. We're really actually very good on the LIE, Northern, Southern states. All three look to be rolling right along from Route 110 right on into the city. Mass Transit also in good shape. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations again today are in effect. This report is service of Indeed.com. Not to be a backseat driver, but if you need to hire great people fast, you need Indeed. Sponsor a job and you'll immediately get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. More at Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, we are going to have a mediocre day today, about 81 degrees for a high. We'll have some fog early, so watch out if you're driving. And later on, now I'm seeing an update where we have some sunshine coming up this afternoon with a mix of clouds as well. So again, 81 degrees today. Tomorrow, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. 79 degrees for a high, lots of sun. Light winds, looks perfect, actually. Wednesday. Thursday is looking pretty good, too. 78 degrees with lots of sunshine. Winds, light and variable. Friday, we'll have some clouds and sunshine mixed. And currently, the temperature right now in Manhattan is 67 degrees.
New York Presbyterian Hospital is requiring all employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19 by September 1st. It's the first hospital in the state to require employees to roll up their sleeves. The healthcare system has a total of 48,000 employees with several locations across the five boroughs and in Westchester County. We have seen polls suggest that many healthcare workers are what's referred to as vaccine hesitant. And just a few days ago, a federal judge squashed a lawsuit from some Houston hospital workers who were rebelling against the vaccine mandate for that particular hospital.
We'll find out what's happening on Bernie and Sid coming up at 6:30 and lots more headlines to get to as well. We'll be right back after your top headlines.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. A couple of minutes after 6 o'clock this Tuesday morning. Welcome to the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Hello, I'm Juliet Huddy. Hope everybody is enjoying their patchy fog this morning. Actually, it doesn't look so bad.
No, I don't know
what they're talking about.
It's all right.
And it looks like we are going to have some sunshine today. We'll get to the weather momentarily. But we have that terrible news. You mentioned it in your headlines that the actress Lisa Baines, who was, I guess, you know, a lot of folks say that she was probably most known for her role in Gone Girl, died last night, yesterday rather, due to injuries that she sustained after she was hit by a hit-and-run scooter driver on the Upper West Side about 10 days ago. An NYPD spokesperson said that there have been no arrests made in this case, and the scooter was last seen going northbound on Amsterdam Avenue. Apparently, she was heading to a dinner party. She was meeting her wife there. That's just very sad news. She was 65 years old.
Yeah, a very sad story. Well, New York City will hold a ticker tape parade for frontline workers who got us through the coronavirus pandemic. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the festivities will be held July 7th, honoring healthcare and essential workers along with first responders. It will march along Manhattan's Canyon of Heroes, and more details are expected. De Blasio says we'll always remember pain when we reflect on the pandemic, but we also need a day to celebrate the heroism of everyday New Yorkers.
Well, speaking of de Blasio, before I get to that story, Christian, that I asked you to cue up, I guess he has a message for the neighbors who are living in that Washington Square Park area. It's essentially just too bad. Too bad. So sad. You know, they've been dealing with all of these partiers, violent folks out there. There have been stabbings. People are having sex out in the open, drunkenness, drugs, all sorts of nightmarish things, destroying property and the peace, obviously. Over the weekend, there were two stabbings, I believe. But apparently, Mr. de Blasio feels that this is just what we should be dealing with when they're in the big city. He told reporters Monday that the situation, quote, will resolve itself naturally. You know, he doesn't seem to care that the NYPD has sort of thrown up their hands about this. I mean, this is unbelievable to me.
It
you got a bunch
is.
Of kids partying and, you know, 20, 30 something partying, and you can't control this.
Right.
I mean, how outrageous is this?
Terrorizing a whole neighborhood.
Yeah, it's despicable. Yeah, terrible.
All right. The NYPD are searching for a man who ripped a pricey gold necklace away from a four-year-old girl in Washington Heights Saturday afternoon. The little girl was running ahead of her grandfather along West 184th Street around noon when the wanted man snatched the Cuban link necklace from her. That gold chain is worth $900. The thief kept running after swiping the chain. Police have made no arrests.
A new New York City mayoral poll is out, and it shows a former front runner has fallen pretty far behind from the head of the pack. Here is WABC's Bob Brown.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is leading Catherine Garcia in the Democratic race for New York City mayor. According to a new WNBC Telemundo 47 political Maris poll, Adams is leading Garcia by 7 points in the Democratic primary. The poll also shows a steep fall off for Andrew Yang, who at one point was the front runner and is now 11 points behind Adams. Adams has drawn recent criticism from candidates accusing him of not being a city resident, which he denies. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Frank mentioned this in the headlines as well. The very controversial representative out of Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, apologized Monday for comparing mask and vaccination mandates to the Holocaust. We're going to talk about that, but let's get first over to Joe Nolan. Hello, Mr. Nolan.
And hello, Juliet. As you start to come inbound on the Gowanus Peak QE, bumper to bumper now, pretty much from about 92nd Street all the way on up to the Brooklyn Bridge. Again, that's just starting to build up now. Same thing, Lincoln Holland Tunnels, all with about a 5-minute delay. If you're westbound on the Long Island Expressway, as you start to come inbound through Nassau, you're good until you get to Lake Success. A little slow there, and then again, as you come through the fairgrounds and then heading inbound towards Queens Boulevard, once again, we're a little slow. Now, other than that, though, we're really not all that bad. We do have a problem out on 280 in New Jersey as you travel westbound, getting into exit 8, which is Prospect Avenue, a disabled right lane. That alternate side again today is in effect. This report a service of UPSjobs.com, ready for a job that gets you more. UPS's hiring now. And as a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $20 per hour in an active job you'll take pride in. Enjoy big-time growth opportunities with Team UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Secaucus. I'm Joe Nola. I'm sorry, that was my jersey coming out. Secaucus. I'm Joe Nola with Traffic on the 7th, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Well, if you're a jersey guy and the jersey and say Secaucus, then it's Secaucus. Well, I know it's like saying Missouri. I know Frank says Missouri. When I was there, the young people said Missouri. The older people said Missouri.
That's right.
But normally, young people like you.
I lived in Secaucus for a while. Great little
town. Secaucus.
Great town.
All right. Thanks very much. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, we've got areas of patchy fog in some parts of the tri-state area today early, but then we'll have a mix of sunshine and clouds later on this afternoon. It was supposed to be really cloudy all day, but now they've just updated us. So that's great. High of 81. Wednesday, we are looking at a beautiful, picture-perfect day, mainly sunny, low humidity. Oh, I mean, this looks great. 79 degrees for the high. I think that's actually perfect.
Absolutely.
78 to 80 degrees is perfect. Thursday, also looking fantastic. 78 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Oh, really low humidity, like 37%. I mean, you can't get better than that. Well, you can. I mean, like 0%. Friday, we're looking at intervals of clouds and sunshine. Once again, low humidity, 83 is the high. Oh, this is just going to be a fantastic week.
Wonderful.
Sorry, I won't be here for the rest of it. Anyway.
Well, you're only missing a day.
No, but I'm going to be missing next week, too, and I'm sure it's probably going to be beautiful next week.
You'd probably be okay with your weather, too.
I guess it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to complain.
Well, some parents in Morris County are complaining. They want their kids to be able to take their masks off in school. A group gathered outside Lazar Middle School in Montville yesterday morning, urging the school to change its policy. Parents have asked Superintendent Dr. Renee Rovtar and the Montville Board of Education to write a letter to Governor Murphy to lift the requirement. Murphy has said high schoolers would be more likely to take off their masks first, since that age group is eligible for the vaccine.
All right. The representative who has become extremely controversial, QAnon, I guess, supporter, Marjorie Taylor Greene, apologizing yesterday for comparing the mask and vaccination mandates with the Holocaust. She was actually at a visit to the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum down in Washington, and she spoke with reporters afterwards. She said that the horrors of the Holocaust are something that people don't even believe happened, that people are denying. She said there's no comparison to the Holocaust, and there are words I have said, remarks that I made that I know are offensive, and I want to apologize. So there you go.
A man accused of scamming thousands of U.S. Navy sailors in California is ordered to pay $500,000 in restitution. 56-year-old Paul Flanagan was also sentenced yesterday to house arrest. He owned a business called Go Navy Tax Services outside of Naval Base San Diego. The DA's office said he sold expensive and unnecessary products to unsuspecting service members, ultimately racking up more than $2 million in commissions.
Well, congratulations to New York. We are right at that 70% mark for vaccinations. And Governor Cuomo came out yesterday. He's extremely optimistic, but he's also saying, hey, look, you know, don't get too comfortable. Of course, it's going to be Debbie Downer there. But WABC's Bob Brown has the news for you.
Governor Cuomo is saying nearly all coronavirus-related restrictions will end once the number reaches 70%. He adds officials are now focused on getting kids ages 12 through 17 vaccinated, as well as zip codes with lower vaccination rates. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Thank you very much, Bob. And a former government contractor jailed for leaking secrets about Russian hacking is out of prison. Reality Winner, that is her name, was sentenced to more than 5 years in prison in 2018 after leaking classified information to a news outlet about Russia's attempts to hack the 2016 election. Her lawyer says the 29-year-old NSA translator was released for good behavior and is currently in the residential reentry process.
Vice President Kamala Harris will meet with Dreamers today on the 9th anniversary of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. DACA shields Dreamers from deportation. Hundreds of thousands of immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally when they were children. Harris will host a roundtable with female Dreamers at the White House. Also today, the Senate Judiciary Committee will hold a hearing on a bill that would provide permanent legal status for an estimated 11 million illegal immigrants.
Sid's favorite story. Some alarming news from the former head of the FDA. Dr. Scott Gottlieb says this new COVID variant, which is being called Delta, could very soon become the dominant strain here in the U.S., and that could actually happen in less than a week. The strain is reportedly extremely contagious. It's also more dangerous than some of the others. It's getting people sicker, very, very sick, actually. But the good news, Dr. Gottlieb says, is that the COVID vaccines approved here in the U.S. have shown themselves to be pretty solid when it comes to keeping this virus at bay. The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are reportedly highly effective at around 88%. AstraZeneca, J&J, about 60%. And experts say the key is to keep on getting vaccinated. And these folks who have not been vaccinated, the experts say, please change your minds. It could be the difference between staying healthy or getting really sick or worse.
Today's meeting between Pope Francis and President Biden won't include an early morning mass. The president's entourage had originally requested for Biden to attend mass with the Pope. However, the Catholic News Agency reports that plan was rejected by the Vatican after considering the impact that President Biden receiving Holy Communion from the Pope would have on the discussions U.S. bishops are having. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops is expected to vote this week on creating a committee that would outline Eucharistic rules.
On that note, let's talk to our buddy Sid Rosenberg. Yes.
Good morning,
Hollywood.
Juliet. Let's do some fun stuff, Jules and Frank. Let's talk about the Mets. Boy, the Mets have been quite a story in this city this summer. Who would have thunk it? 58 games in, they are the best team inside the NL East and quickly becoming one of the best teams in baseball. They beat the Cubs last night 5-2. Big night for Dominic Smith, his fifth home run of the year. But the story was starter David Peterson. He's had a rough go of it so far this year. One of the few Mets. Very solid last night. Six scoreless innings. Earns his second win of the year. Here was David Peterson after his fine effort against the Cubbies last night.
That's all you can do is throw one at a time. And so I think when we simplify it down to that and really focus on each pitch and executing that pitch, the results will come.
When Diaz earned his 13th save of the season, the Mets improved to 33-25. They've got a four-game lead on Joe Girardi's Philadelphia Phillies. They lead the Braves by 5.5. The Yankees lost a half a game in the column last night despite being off. Tampa Bay won again, so the Yanks, fourth place, nine-pack of the red-hot Rays. They're 33-32. They're in Toronto for the Blue Jays later on tonight. Game two, Islanders-Lightning later on tonight. Islanders lead that series 1-0 in their effort to make it to the Stanley Cup Finals. Big one tonight in Brooklyn. The Nets, all beat up, led this series against the Bucks 2-0. They were coasting. Now it's reduced to a best-of-3, 2-2. Game five tonight, no Kyrie Irving, no James Harden. Here's Nets coach Steve Nash on these rash of injuries.
No update on James, but Kai had an MRI, sprained ankle, and is out tomorrow.
Kevin Durant's got to come up big tonight. In the East last night, it was the Hawks over the 76ers, 103-100. That series is 2-2. Out West, the Clippers beat the Jazz, 118-104. That series is 2-2 with the winner taking on the Phoenix Suns in the Western Conference Finals. And the Rangers have hired a head coach. I like this guy. Got to know him down in Florida with the Panthers. He's also coached in Columbus and Vegas, where he won Coach of the Year in 2017-2018. Gerard Gallant, hired by Chris Drury yesterday, is the new head coach of the New York Hockey Rangers. Sports brought to you by Pete Morgan and Peerless Boilers. Check them out at peerlessboilers.com and paviliontankless.com. They do build America's best boilers with sports at 15-45. I'm Sid.
And at 6:17, we've got traffic and transit on the sevens with Joe.
All right, Frank, we're in good shape. Really not a bad morning at all as you head inbound Lincoln Hall and George, all three. Only minor delays. Do have a couple of problems in New Jersey, though. Westbound on 280 at exit 8, Prospect Avenue, disabled in the right lane. Then both ways on Route 202 in Morris Township at Old Harder Road. There are down power lines, so that will affect both directions as you get through that point. Inbound Long Island Expressway, again, Queens Boulevard, a little slow. Same thing coming up through Lower Brooklyn. Heavy but moving traffic now away from Industry City, right on up to the Brooklyn Bridge. If you're on the Uptown R trains, there are delays. 36th Street in Brooklyn, that because of equipment problems. And alternate side is in effect. The support of service of ExpressPros.com. Now's the time to get a new job. Express Employment Professionals never charges job seekers a fee and has more than 35,000 job openings with high demands in construction, driving, logistics, and administrative jobs. Find a location near you at expressporos.com or at Express Jobs app. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you very much, Joseph, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. This is catnip weather for you, Sid, because you love the sun. You don't even have to go to the tanning salon. You just lay out in the sun, man.
I do love that.
It's cheap. Yeah, today, well, maybe not the best today. We're going to have some areas of patchy fog early. Then we'll have sunshine and clouds mixed, 81 degrees. But tomorrow, I mean, Wednesday, we're talking 79 degrees, just tons of sun.
Like that.
79 degrees Thursday, tons of sun.
I know.
Fluffy clouds floating in there. And then Friday, 83 degrees, mix of clouds and sun. But here's the kicker. It's going to be low humidity all of these days, which is wonderful.
I love
because,
that.
You know, there's nothing worse than being all like soppy.
Oh, yeah.
What about Sunday, Father's Day?
Saturday is going to be 87. We may have a stray thunderstorm, but, you know, it's going to be one of those thunderstorms that comes in and then the sun comes back out. Sunday, 85 degrees with a mix of clouds and sun.
Nice.
And again, low humidity. Perfect. I don't see anything, any problematic issues. There you go. What's going on in the world of business?
Well, very much a mixed bag, Juliet. You had new records set by the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 yesterday to start the week. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down a bit, lost 85 points. But the NASDAQ overall, largely powered by gains from Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Microsoft, and Facebook, gained 104 points for a record close. Bitcoin recovered back above 40,000 after comments from Tesla CEO Elon Musk that the company will resume Bitcoin transactions once miners clean up their operation. Nearly one in three Americans say they're going to retire later than expected. Edward Jones and AgeWave conducted the study that found the coronavirus pandemic is the reason why retirement will be delayed. Meanwhile, the study found Americans aren't putting money away for retirement. It said about 14 million people have stopped doing that. However, that number is actually down from the 22 million who said the same thing in December.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all I have for
well,
you.
Well, Sydney, what do you have to say about that? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was trying to find my Elsa pictures.
Nobody has money to save anymore. People were out of work for the most part for 16 months.
Well,
who
they
can
were
save?
Collecting some money. As
That's
we
true.
Know.
Yeah.
What's happening on the show today?
Well, we got a big show. It's Tuesday, of course. That means Bo Dietl's going to stop by. With all the violence in this city, he's always the right guy to speak to. Cops, policing, all that stuff. And then a good friend of mine, she is one of the great voices down in South Florida, works at WFTL 850, Joyce Kaufman. She's going to stop by this new bill that Ron DeSantis placed yesterday, 1 to 2 minute moment of silence in schools down in Florida. And folks are upset because they think he's trying to encourage praying, which, by the way, what's wrong with that? But anyway, Joyce Kaufman will stop by, talk about that. And, of course, Juliet and Frank, we are now exactly 1 week away, 1 week from today, the primary for mayor. So all this talk, Eric Adams and Maya Wiley and Catherine Garcia and Curtis Sliwa, 1 week from today, it all becomes a reality.
Well, you know, and again, I want to point out, early voting is open. People can go out and vote today if they want. But with the Democratic primary, still, there's no guarantee that we'll know a winner within the next few weeks.
Could be July or August.
July 2nd, they're saying they're going to have a winner by. Or certainly July 9th.
It's kind of annoying, isn't that? Like, I don't know, my whole life, I remember you would have election day, somebody would win.
That night you would know.
Right. Yeah. What is this, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and if you lose, you can test it. If you win, you're not sure if you won. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I guess.
Life has changed.
We have become sort of a climate of sore losers. So nobody loses with dignity anymore.
Nobody does. Right. Yeah. I know I don't. So who am I to talk? So we've got that's it today. Bo Dietl, Joyce Kaufman, lots of sports today. The Islanders play tonight. The Brooklyn Nets play tonight. Yeah. So we'll do a lot of sports too. So
what's your next vacation, Sid?
My next vacation.
Yes. I know you had to cancel the UK vacation.
No, they're going.
Oh, they are going.
My wife, daughter, and son are going the end of August.
Oh, they okay.
Yeah. They're going to look for colleges for Ava. And I guess her boyfriend's mom has tickets to some play, some very popular play in London. She's taking my wife to. So anyway, they're going to London in late August. I don't think I'm traveling at all in the next couple of months. I think I'm done. Did Florida, did Hawaii. I'm good. You know, the weather's nice this time of year, so I'm not really traveling until the weather gets lousy again. Well, are you going to London this month?
No,
right?
London is off.
Thursday night. Italy.
Rome, Florence, and Venice.
Oh, that's right.
Thursday
Italy.
Night.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, what a gorgeous trip.
Oof. Oh, I can't wait.
When do you leave? When do you
Thursday
leave?
Thursday night.
Oh, Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Are you excited?
I'm freaking out. That's all I can think about.
Oh, my God.
I literally have everything already sitting there for my husband to pack because my husband likes to pack because he's very OCD.
Now, how many days will you be in Italy altogether?
We get there on Friday and we leave the following Monday.
Oh,
so
wow.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah,
good
Airbnbs
for you.
The whole way. And I'll be doing a lot of shooting for my Jet Set Juliet show, which is starting.
Good for you.
Which I'm really excited
about.
That's
a wonderful Absolutely. Trip. That's
yeah,
very cool.
I can't wait.
Very
cool. Can't wait to see our friends.
I want to thank the good folks over at Peerless Boilers for the assistance in helping us preview the Bernie
Peerless
and Sid
Boilers
show.
Is a wonderful, wonderful company.
They are. And PeerlessBoilers.com, PavilionTankless.com. They do build America's best boilers. And Pete Morgan loves Frank and Juliet.
Oh, really?
And yes, he does. Oh, and he loves Bernie and Sid. He's a good man.
Loves
so.
Us enough to give us a free
boiler?
Tankless
well,
boiler.
I mean, you know, I can get that. I'm not sure you can. No.
Wait, by the way, really quickly, what's the reaction to your Wendy Williams?
Oh, my God, everybody loved it.
Why did I even ask?
Yeah, why do you even ask?
No.
And, you know, it's funny.
Me.
I mean, I even got text messages from actors. I got from TV personalities, from guys on Z100, Paul Covey Bryant.
Oh, really? Covey, I love him.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to get an Emmy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, if you do. Now, what's the status with me and the Housewives?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was telling you earlier today that they're doing a public event in Tenafly today, the New Jersey girls. Mm-hmm. Dolores and Margaret, they'll be raising a flag in the gay pride flag today
in
Tenafly. Yeah, it's a big event, and it's open to the public. But Tiki Barber's wife, Tracy, is going to make some appearances. They become friendly, Tiki and Tracy, with Joe and Melissa Gorga.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to be in a few episodes coming up next season. So they're looking for people. You just have to be at the right. If you showed up in Tenafly today and walked up to Dolores and said, hey, it's me, Juliet, you may end up in the next episode.
No, but I want to be permanent. I want to be a cast member.
But
you don't understand.
Get your foot in the door.
You
got to
get
way.
In first.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, is anybody listening out there in reality land?
I just told you how to do it.
I'm not going
to
show up. I want to be on TV. I mean, it's like,
I
no,
do that.
It's got to happen organically.
Well,
it's
that's pretty organic.
That's what the celebrities say.
Well,
that's
they
the
just re-signed all those ladies, so you have to kind of push your way in. You got
to
be
See,
like.
See, I feel like I need to push my way into the New York Housewives.
That well,
because I'm the poor housewife.
Right,
I'll be the poor housewife with this, you know, the heart
Maybe
of gold.
Maybe you could be a servant or something.
Like I can fight with whatever.
Ebony.
No, I like Ebony.
Who don't you like?
The other one.
Luann.
The blonde. No, Luann's cool.
Oh, Leah.
No, she's fine.
Oh, Ramona.
Ramona. Oh, my God.
What's the matter
God,
with me?
I'm out of my league with you two. I better get out of here. All right. 6:27. Joe Nolan's got traffic and transit on the 7s. Bernie and Sid coming up with a great show. Juliet, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
Look forward to it. Have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Well, have a great day, everybody. And if you're on the westbound side of 280, exit 8, Prospect Avenue, disabled, that's in the right lane. Also, Route 202 in Morris Township by Old Harder Road, down power lines. Again, that's causing some delays in both directions. All right, now Long Island Expressway, starting to pick up some problems. Van Wyck to Queens Boulevard, bumper-to-bumper traffic on the outer roadway. An accident, two lanes are going to be out of service right by the area of the Grand Central Parkway. Now, if you're coming inbound on the Gowanus BQE, extra heavy Industry City to the Brooklyn Bridge, still delays on the Uptown R line at 36th Street in Brooklyn, equipment problems and alternate side of the street parking rules. Again, today are in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.